So a few weeks ago, I received a note from an old friend of mine.
几个星期前，我从一个老朋友那里收到一封信。
This young woman was a student in my first church where I was a youth pastor.
这个年轻的女士，她是我第一个教会里面的我的一个青年人的团契的一员。
Her name was Christine, and she was one of my favorite kids in our youth group.
她叫 Christine, 她是我当年我的青年团契里面我很喜爱的一个成员。
When you're a parent, you cannot have a favorite child.
如果你是一个父母的话，你可能你这个孩子是非常理想的一个孩子。
But if you're a teacher or a youth pastor, you can definitely have favorite kids.
当你是老师，当你是老师或者是一个年轻的年轻人的一个牧者，你可能特别有些特别喜欢的孩子。
Even as a young girl, she loved Jesus with all of her heart.
虽然她很年轻，她非常的爱主耶稣。
And she just had a big heart for helping people and for following God.
她很愿意帮助别人来跟随主，跟随神。
So after I left that church, we had lost touch with each other for a number of years.
我后来离开那个教会很多年，我们就失去联系了。
But I knew that she had married a youth pastor.
但我知道她跟一个年轻人的牧师结婚了。
And I got back in touch with her around Christmas time.
在圣诞节的时候，我跟她重新联系起来。
It took her a while to respond to me, but she gave me this note, giving me an update on her life.
过了一段时间，她跟我联系，她就下面的这个。这段话就是他跟我讲他的从那之后的生活。
And I want to read a little excerpt of her story because it leads into our sermon today about how God wants to bring good from bad.
我就把他的这个生活的经历跟大家分享一下，因为这个可以切入我们今天要讲的主题，就是神怎么样从一些不好的事情能够带来给我们带来益处。
She talks about how she married this young man named Brian.
她跟一个名叫 Brian 的年轻人结婚。
And they went to be part of a new church starting.
他们去一个新的教会之堂。
And the early years of that church were a big struggle.
所以在开始的那几年里是很挣扎的。
The church did not grow as quickly as they hoped it would.
咱们教会没有像他们预期那样增长得很快。
And Brian had to go get another job to help support them.
所以他的先生 Brian 也需要去找另外一份工作来支持他们的家庭。
Christine had two young children at home that she was taking care of.
然后 Christina 在家里有两个孩子她要照顾。
And she was pregnant with their third child.
她还怀孕要准备生第三个小孩。
And 6 months into the pregnancy, she found out that the child had died inside her.
六个月，她怀孕六个月的时候，发现小孩子在她的腹中已经死去了。
And so she had to give birth to this stillborn baby.
所以她还要把这个已经死掉的婴儿生下来。
She said it was the worst day I've ever experienced in my life.
她说那是她一生中经历最不好的一天。
Her husband became very angry with God and couldn't understand how God had let that happen to them.
她的丈夫也对神非常的怨恨，觉得为什么让她的生活这么样的糟糕。
He left the ministry for a while.
她就离开神的事工一段时间。
And he left his family for a while.
她也离开她的家庭一段时间。
And Christine related how she continued to struggle through this time herself.
然后 Christina 这段时间也是非常的挣扎。
God finally brought her husband back, both to her and to himself.
最终神把他的先生 Brian 又重新带回神里面，还有他的家庭里面。
But then as they continued on to try to have a third child, they ran into continued problems.
他们两个人继续想再生第三个小孩，可是还是有很多问题。
She describes how 6 different pregnancies all ended in miscarriages.
Christina 讲到她呢，试图六次怀孕都导致流产。
And then she describes a very key event that changed the direction of their lives.
然后 Christina 也讲到她生活中发生了一些很关键性的事件，导致他们的生活的方向发生改变。
She said, on one of my last doctor appointments after my last miscarriage,
她讲到她最后一次流产，她去见她的医生。
The doctor looked at the ultrasound machine and saw something incredible.
然后这次医生在超声波检查的时候发现一件难以置信的事情。
He showed me the incision from my previous C-sections.
他就把那个他上一次剖腹产的那个缝边上给这个 Christina 看。
He told me if I had stayed pregnant any of those six times I lost the baby, that perhaps I could have had a uterine rupture.
他说他因为六次流产，所以可能他的那个子宫里面会有一些裂缝。
He said the babies could have died and you could have died as well.
他讲到说那个小孩子也可能会死掉，你也可能会死掉。
And then she writes, you can imagine how horrible I felt.
所以他Christina 就在信里写，你可以想象到当时我的心情里面是多么的糟糕。
Being so mad and angry at God.
对神非常的生气。
But all the while, he was trying to save my life.
但是神也挽救了他的生命。
Many of us go through dark times, difficult times, hard times in our life.
我们每个人生活中都经历到很困难的一些逆境。
But with God in our lives, we can do more than just survive that difficulty. We can thrive with him.
如果神在我们的生命中，我们不仅能够生存，就是从中能够生存，而且还能够从中得到很多的教益。
For the last 5 or 6 weeks, I've been studying on and preaching about the life of a young man named Joseph from the Old Testament.
在过去的五六个星期里，牧师一直在讲那个在旧约圣经里面的约瑟的经历。
And Joseph perfectly embodies this idea of thriving.Through the hardships of life.
所以约瑟他就是一个非常好的一个例子，他的例子就证明我们可以在逆境中，然后怎么样来个成长，茂盛成丰盛的，有丰盛的生命显现出来。
God gave Joseph such a strong faith that he survived one thing, one hardship after another, after another.
是约瑟他在神里的这个信仰是这么的强壮，所以他可以经历经过一个又一个的逆境困难。
But more than just helping him survive, Joseph moved on from there, was actually able to see God turn evil into something good.
不仅仅神帮助他能够幸存下来，而且在这些逆境中，神会把一些从坏的东西当中能够带出对他有益的事情。
So we're going to look for a few minutes today what it would look like for God to take something that maybe has been painful or bad in your life and bring good from that.
所以今天我们就来看一下神是怎样把你在困境中能够把一些坏的事情能够变成有益的事情。
Let me just give you a little background about Joseph's story.
我给大家讲一下约瑟的他的这个经历的一些背景。
Joseph was born one of 12 sons through his father Jacob.
约瑟是他的爸爸雅各十二个儿子当中的一个。
But he was a very special son.
但他是一个非常受宠爱的一个儿子。
The Bible tells us he was Joseph's favorite son.
所以圣经里面告诉我们他是雅各最宠爱的一个儿子。
His father.Spoiled him. He gave him this wonderful coat of many colors.
他的父亲非常宠爱他，给他做一件非常漂亮的彩衣穿在身上。
He gave him privileges that the other brothers did not have.
他的父亲还给他一些别的好的东西，他的其他的兄弟都没有。
And his brothers became so jealous of him.
他的弟兄们就开始非常的嫉妒他。
That they hatched a plan to murder him, to kill their very own brother.
所以这些弟兄们就准备要把他杀死，要把他们自己的亲兄弟杀死。
They took him and they threw him to the bottom of a dry well, a giant pit.
所以这些弟兄们就把他扔到一个很干涸的井里面去了。
They intended to just leave him there and let him die.
开始他们就想让他在那里面让他自己自生自灭吧。
Then they thought better about it and said, hey, we could actually make some money off of this. So they dragged him up out of the well and then they sold him as a slave to Egypt.
后来他们又改变了想法，说：“哎，不如把他卖出来，卖点钱。”所以他们就把他从井里拉出来，然后把他卖到埃及去做奴隶。
So here was this young, privileged young boy in a very wealthy family, and now he found himself a slave.
所以这个孩子他是一个在一个非常有特权的家庭里，非常富有，一个非常受宠爱的儿子。那现在被卖到埃及去做奴隶。
He was all alone. He had no freedom anymore.
他是自己一个人，很孤独，也没有自由。
He had been completely rejected and oppressed by all of his brothers.
他被他的弟兄们抛弃，压迫。
But the Bible tells us over and over again that God was with Joseph.
但是圣经不止一次告诉我们，神与约瑟同在。
And that Joseph called out to God and turned to God.
约瑟也向神呼召，然后他也求神帮助他。
And God blessed him even as a slave.
虽然他是奴隶，神也在继续的恩待约瑟。
He ended up in a man named Potiphar's house as his chief slave.
所以他最后到一个叫波提乏家里做他们家里的管家。
Potiphar saw the hand of God on Joseph, and he saw that he had great abilities, and so he raised him up.To be the chief leader of his whole household.
波提法看到神与约瑟同在，他就提拔他做他家里的管家，让他管理所有的事情。
Things were going well for Joseph. Life was looking good.
所以这个时候生活有点转机，好像一切都要好起来。
Until one day, Potiphar's wife began to notice Joseph a little too often.
所以直到有一天波提法的妻子开始看上约瑟。
The Bible says that she began to lust after him and invite him to come into her bedroom.
圣经上说波提法的妻子呢就开始来诱惑约瑟。
But Joseph told her, I cannot dishonor my God and do this evil thing. And he...was a man who kept his faith in God.
但是约瑟说的，我不可以做这得罪神的事情。他呢，就一直都是敬畏神，靠神。
Even though he did the right thing, she still accused him of coming in and taking advantage of her, and because of that, he was thrown into prison.
虽然约瑟做了他在神眼里的对的事情，可是他也被这位波提法的妻子诬告说他。做了说他故意要对他有施暴，所以他就被关到监狱里去。
For someone without their eyes on God, it would be very easy at this point in life to become very bitter.
如果对一个人说他不把眼睛注目在神的作为上，他这个时候就会变得非常的苦读。
Joseph could easily have blamed all the problems in his life on his brothers.
约瑟可能会把他所有生活中不幸的经历都归罪于他的弟兄们。
He could blame Potiphar's wife. Oh, if she hadn't said this about me, if she hadn't lied about me, I wouldn't be in prison.
他也会把这些事情都归罪于波提法的妻子。如果不是他诬告陷害他，他就不会再到监狱里去。
So often when we have problems, we focus more on the other people that we think are causing our problem.Rather than on God.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们经常把我们的问题归罪于我们周围的人，而不是注目来看神的作为。
We look and say, "Oh, if my parents hadn't been like this to me."
我们经常会说如果我的父母这么做就好了。
It's their fault that I'm so messed up.
我现在 境况很糟，是因为我父母的责任。
If my husband or my wife had not cheated on me, if my boss had not fired me,
如果我的配偶没有欺骗我，或者我的老板没有解雇我的话，
if my friend had not deserted me or gossiped about me or hurt me,
如果我的朋友没有传播谣言，然后抛弃我，然后对我没有帮助。
But God wants us to focus on Him as we go through hardships, not on the people around us that are hurting us.
但是神让我们在有困难的时候定睛注意在神的身上，而不是我们周围的人身上。
Joseph had many opportunities to be bitter and to seek revenge on the people that hurt him deeply.
约瑟有很多的有很多的机会可以来归咎于他的处境给他周围的人。
And life actually got worse for Joseph before it got better.
约瑟的经历变得更糟，在变得好起来之前变得其实更糟糕了。
It's kind of like the story I heard this week of a pastor who goes to a new church.
我这个星期听到有一个牧师他到了一个新的教会里去。
And his first Sunday at the new church, he preaches what he thinks is the best sermon he's ever given in his life.
So, 他第一个主日，他的敬拜，他认为他讲了一篇他生活中最好的一篇讲道。
People line up after the service to shake his hand and tell him, "Pastor, that was a great sermon."
所以教会的成员都排着队过来跟他握手，说你这次讲的道非常的好。
After a number of people had come forward, an older man came up to him.
当有几个人跟他握手之后，有一个年纪比较长的人过来。
And he shook the pastor's hand. He said, "Pastor, that was a horrible sermon."
所以这个人跟牧师握手以后说，你今天的讲道非常糟糕。
Pastor was shocked, and then the man did something unusual. He walked around and he got in the back of the line to come through the line again.
所以这个牧师听了当然是非常的震惊，然后这个人呢，他不但没有离开，他又走到队伍的最后一个，继续要过来再跟他讲。
The next time he got up front, he said, "Pastor, the sermon was so boring that it put me to sleep."
所以第二次他又跟牧师讲，他说：“你的这个是讲到非常的枯燥，我要睡着了都。”
Well, sure enough, he got back in line a third time to come up to say something to the pastor.
他又第三次排到后面，然后再过来跟这个牧师讲。
This time he came up, he said, "Pastor, I wish we'd hired the other pastor. Everybody else I've heard it preaches way better than you."
他说：“我们真的是希望当时我们没有雇你，而是雇另外一个牧师。我们听说他的讲道比你好得多。”
The pastor was really shaken by this, and he pulled one of the church leaders aside.
所以这个牧师这个时候就非常的。受到非常的震撼，他就把教会的长老然后叫到一边去。
He told him what had happened, and the leader said, "Let me tell you about Joe there."
所以那个长老听了以后就说，我给你讲一下关于这个人的情况。
That he's an older man. He's got a few screws loose in his head.
所以这个人年纪大了，他有点有的时候想法比较怪一点。
The pastor thought, "Oh, that's a relief."
这个牧师听了以后就感到放松一些。
But then the church leader went on.
然后这个长老们教会的领袖们又继续说。
He said, "He always goes around repeating what he hears other people saying."
所以他就讲说，这个人呢，他总是到处走啊，把别人的心里的话讲出来。
You ever felt like that when things are going bad?And you think they can't get any worse, and then they do get worse.
所以你有没有经历到，有的时候你觉得事情已经非常糟糕了，不会再坏到更坏的情境去了，结果却变得更糟糕。
Joseph has been betrayed by his brothers. He's been unjustly thrown in prison by Potiphar's wife. Now he's sitting for years in this prison.
所以约瑟他被他的哥哥陷害。然后又被这个波提乏的妻子所陷害在监狱里，现在他要在监狱里要待很多年。
And God continues to bless him and raises him up in the prison. Now he's one of the chief prisoners in the prison. The prison warden really likes him.
但是神继续恩待他，让他在监狱里继续让他成长，并且让他做监狱里的这个囚犯的头。然后那个监狱里的那些 看犯人的人也对他很好。
And he has an opportunity when he's in there to interpret some dreams of some of the people that are thrown into the prison by the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt.
所以他有机会在监狱里就给被法老送到监狱里的人来解梦。
God gives him the ability to interpret these dreams, and he helps this one servant, the cupbearer to the king, to get out of prison.
所以神给他有这种能力来解梦。 他就帮助那个酒证呢，然后能够出到解梦，然后他就被放出到监狱外面去。
But he makes the cupbearer promise. He said, "When you get out, remember me to Pharaoh. Tell him that I'm here unjustly and get me out of this prison."
他对那个酒证说：“你出去以后，请你在法老面前给我说句好话，因为我是被无缘无故的关进来，然后呢，没有犯什么错误。”
But the Bible tells us the cupbearer forgot about Joseph and just ignored him completely. He sat there for a long time.
但是圣经告诉我们，那个酒证出去以后就把约瑟给忘记了。Eventually,
Pharaoh himself had some dreams, and he takes Joseph out of the prison to come and see if he can help interpret his dreams.
所以最终法老自己也需要约瑟来解梦，他就把约瑟从监狱里带出来。
And Joseph gives him the interpretation that God gives him and tells him that there will be good times in Egypt and then there will be a famine in Egypt.
所以约瑟就把神给他的这些启示来解这个梦，告诉法老将来要有好的时候，但是以后就会有那个饥灾。
He says, you ought to find someone to lead a movement to gather food together and store it up during the good time so that you can survive the famine.
所以约瑟就给法老建议呢，在好的收成的年头呢，就要把粮食都收集起来，然后预备以后那个饥荒的年。
Pharaoh says, that's a good idea. I think we'll pick you, Joseph.
所以法老说：“你的主意很好，我们就让你来做这件事情。”And
so from lowly prisoner, he becomes the prime minister of Egypt.
所以约瑟就从一个囚犯，然后一下子上升到埃及的宰相。He's
the second most powerful person in the entire nation next to the Pharaoh.
所以他就成为这个非常强大的国家第二把手，仅仅次于法老。
And he leads the nation through these times of famine.
然后他就带领这个埃及这个国家来经过这个饥荒的年头。
In the midst of all of this, some people come down from the land of Canaan to ask for food because they're starving in their country as well.
所以就在这个饥荒的年头呢，有一些人从迦南来到埃及，因为他们也是经历这个饥荒，没有粮食。
This group of men come before Joseph, and they beg him for help, for food.
这些从迦南来的这些人呢，就到约瑟这里来，要求给他们食物。
And Joseph can't believe his eyes because there before him are his brothers.
当然，约瑟简直不能相信自己的眼睛，因为这些人就是他的弟兄。
The very ones who had sold him into slavery 13 years ago are now standing in front of him, and he has power over them.
所以这些站在约瑟面前的这些弟兄，13年前把他卖到埃及做奴隶，现在他们就站在约瑟的面前。
He recognizes them, they don't recognize him.
约瑟认出他的弟兄来，可是他的弟兄并没有认出约瑟。And
a number of things transpire, but then Joseph eventually reveals who he is to his brothers.
所以这其中后来有很多事情发生，但最终约瑟告诉他的弟兄们他的真实身份。
They're shocked, they're scared, they're afraid of what Joseph's going to do to them for all the bad things they had done to him.
所以约瑟的弟兄们都很惶恐，然后很害怕，也担心约瑟会来惩罚他们。
And then he reveals what God has been doing in his heart as he responds to them.
然后约瑟呢就在回复他们的时候就讲到神是怎么样来改变他的心。
In the book of Genesis, chapter 45,
在创世纪第四十五章
it said Joseph could not control himself before all those who stood by him.
这里讲到约瑟在第一节，约瑟在左右站的人面前情不自禁。
He cried, "Make everyone go out from me!" So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers.
所以他就吩咐说，人都要离开我出去。约瑟和弟兄们就相认。
He wept aloud, so that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it.
他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
And Joseph said to his brother, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him because they were dismayed at his presence.
So 约瑟对他的弟兄们说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊慌。
Joseph said to his brothers, "Come near to me, please." And they came near, and he said, "I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt, slavery in Egypt."
约瑟又对他的弟兄们说，请你们近前来，他们就近前来。他说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。”
And then listen to what he says in verse 5. Now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life.
大家仔细听下面这一节第五节，他说：“现在。”约瑟说：“不要因为把我卖到这里就自忧自恨，这是神差我你们以先来，为要保全生命。”
Later on, at the end of the book of Genesis, at the end of Joseph's story, he repeats the same thought. He says, "What you intended for evil, God intended for good."
所以到创世纪后面。约瑟又重新再重复他的这个想法，就是说，虽然你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
And we see one of the other truths from Joseph's life that if we trust God, He will bring good from anything, no matter how hard it seems.
我们看到在约瑟的这个经历的第二点就是他。信靠神，相信神能会从各样的事情，来让我们得到益处。
This great verse up here on the screen from Romans 8:28, the Apostle Paul says, "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who've been called according to His purpose."
所以在罗马书第八章第二十八节，神对我们说：“我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。”就是按他旨意被招的人。
God can take all the evil and pain in the world, like diseases and disasters and death, and bring good from them.
神会把我们把任何事情，不论是丑恶的，还是疾病，还是各样的灾害，都能够从中带出有益的事情来。
He can take the evil, hurtful actions of other people towards you and bring good from that.
神会把有些非常不好的，然后对我们有伤害的人中，也让我们能够带出益处来。
He can even take our own stupid decisions that we make and the dumb things we do in our life and turn those around.
神也可以把我们所做的一些比较不太明智的事情里面，比较愚蠢的事情里面，然后让我们带出来对我们有益的事情来。
But you notice that Paul says, for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose,We have to let God do what He wants to do in our life to bring good from evil.
如果我们希望神爱神的人希望能够从中得出益处的话，那就要我们要让神自己亲自来做工。
One pastor said it very well. He said, "God recycles evil into good."
有一个牧师讲得很好，他说神会把一些罪恶的事情然后重新。让它变废为宝。
And so the third thing we learn from Joseph's story and about how God wants to work in our story is this, to draw our attitude from God, not our circumstances. The attitude we bring into a hardship will often determine how we go through that hard time.
所以我们从那个逆境中从神那里得来的态度可以来帮助我们度过那个困境。
Are you facing a financial crisis in your life?
你的生活中有没有面对有财政方面的困难?
Are you having physical struggles? Is there been a bad medical report or diagnosis?
或者你的身体上有一些疾病?
Are you having conflict in a relationship or perhaps in your marriage?
或者你在关系当中在婚姻关系当中有问题?
Are you out of work?
或者你失业。
Whatever situation we face, whatever challenge, if we continue to keep our focus on God and let Him change our attitude and our heart, that will help determine how we walk through that difficulty.
所以不论是我们所处的环境怎么样，如果我们愿意让神来改变我们的态度，我们就会可以走出那个环境。
It's like the story of this farmer that had an old donkey.That he wanted to get rid of because the donkey was so old.
So, 有一个故事讲到一个农夫，他有一个非常老的驴子，他想把它扔掉。
He didn't have the heart to kill the donkey himself, so he asked his friend to get rid of it for him.
他自己不忍心去杀掉这个驴子，他就让他的朋友来帮助。
And his friend said, "Well, I'll lower the donkey into this old dry well that I have."
所以他的朋友就说我把这个驴子放到一个枯井里面去吧。
And I'll bury the donkey in the well.
然后我就把它活埋在这个井里。
So this donkey finds himself being lowered down on a rope to the bottom of this well.
所以这个驴子就被绳子拴住，然后就被它慢慢的放到这个井里面井底下去。
He doesn't really know what's going on because he's a donkey.
因为他是驴子，他当然不知道是什么事情。
But all of a sudden, dirt starts flying down the well and hitting him on his back.
但是突然他觉得有上面有土从上面来把他埋起来。
And so his natural response is to shake it off.
所以他的第一反应就是把这个土从他身上晃掉。
As he shakes off the dirt, it falls to the floor.
当他晃的时候，然后那个土就到他的脚底下去。
And he stomps on it.
然后他就把它跺在脚底下。
And some more dirt lands on his back.
然后更多的泥土然后掉到他的身上。
And he shook it off and stepped up.
然后他就把它晃下来，然后用脚跺在脚底下。
That happened all day long.
所以这个就是一直持续了一天。
And eventually that donkey just kept shaking it off and stepping up, and he walked right out of the well and he walked away.
所以这个驴子呢，最终呢，他就一直把这个土然后。摔下来，然后踩在脚底下，最后呢，他就走出这个井里面去了。
The hardship, the dirt that was meant to bury him, became the means of his escape.
所以这个他的逆境中，这些土，最终成为他离开那个逆境的一个工具。
God can bring good out of any situation, but we need to be able to trust Him to do that.
神会把我们从任何的环境当中带出来。但是我们要相信神会可以改变这些环境。
And these two words at the bottom of the screen up here are the most powerful, life-changing words that you can hear if you're in the middle of a difficult time, even today.
所以这个在这个屏幕上有两个非常非常重要的两个字，就是但是神，它会让我们在各种环境中都能够靠这两个字来改变。
They are the words, but God.
这两个字就是但是神。
Life is hard, life is challenging, life is difficult, but God is God, and He wants to work in your life.
所以我们的生活面对各样的挑战、困难，但是我们的神是万能的神，他可以改变任何事情。
Joseph, when he's before Pharaoh and has been asked to interpret these dreams, says this, I cannot do it, Joseph replied, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires.
所以约瑟回答法老说：“这不在乎我，神必将平安的话回答法老。”
Later on, Joseph's father Israel, also known as Jacob, says to Joseph, I am about to die, but God will be with you, and he will take you back to the land of your fathers.
后来以色列就是雅各，他也对约瑟说，我要死了，但神必与你们同在，领你们回到你们列祖之地。
Joseph himself speaks to his brothers as he is about to die and says, but God will surely come to you and take you up out of this land, to the land he promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
后来约瑟要死的时候，他对弟兄说，我要死了，但神必定看顾你们，领你们从这地上去，到他启示所应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。
You find this phrase over and over again in the Bible. Many people who wrote the Psalms continue to look at hardships in life, but then how God is at work. Here in Psalm 9:18, it says, but God will never forget the needy. The hope of the afflicted will never perish.
所以在圣经里面，我们可以经常看到同样的话不停地被重复，就是神怎么样来改变我们所处的环境。在这里诗篇第九章十八节讲到，穷乏人必不饮酒。
The psalmist here says, but God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to himself.
所以在诗篇第四十九篇第十五节又讲到，只是神必救赎我的灵魂，脱离阴间的权柄，因他必收纳我。
The psalmist here, but God has surely listened. He has heard my prayer.
在诗篇六十六第十九节这里又讲到，但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。
Here in Psalm 73, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
在诗篇七十三篇二十六节又讲到，我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我的心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
And one of the greatest ones ever in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在罗马书第五章第八节这里讲到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
By seeing God in the world, in your life, and involved in every situation, you can trust him, and he can transform your attitude to face whatever hardship life will throw at you.
我们看到神与我们同在，在不论是在各样的环境当中，他会改变我们的态度，能够帮助我们走出困境。
Joseph lived by these words and this truth, but God, but God, but God.
所以约瑟他就是这样子靠神带领。靠神。
God wants you to live by that truth today as well.
神也让希望我们能够像约瑟一样靠神。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Lord, whatever we face here today, you are far greater.
无论我们今天遇到什么事情，我们知道神你是更加有能力的。
There are many here today that have hurts from the past.
我们今天很多的人有过去被受到伤害过。
And perhaps there are many today that are in struggles and facing hardships even this afternoon.
我们也有很多人在今天下午可能也生活中经历到很多的挣扎。
For each of us, God, let us choose to focus our attention on you, not on those who hurt us.
让我们每个人都来选择，让我们都能够注目在主身上，而不是看我们的环境。
Give us faith to believe your promises that you can bring good out of any evil, out of any hardship.
让我们对神有信心，知道神可以从各种的环境当中能够让我们得到益处。
And remind us every day that you are there. No matter what we face, there's always hope in you.
也求神每天提醒我们，不管发生什么事情，我们都要靠神，我们都有希望。
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。